games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented as always by our friends, Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver sitting in for the vacationing. No, he's not on vacation. He's going to watch his boy play, Tom Swiddle. Hey, first-year head coaches, man, you got a lot of stuff you can teach these boys, right?
Well, I think both of these guys have been around for a while, so there's not a lot to teach them.
I don't know, man. When you've been coaching as long as you and I have, we got to be able to pass something along to these young bucks, don't we? No?
Well, you know, we'll let them answer that.
Yeah, any questions they have, we'll answer, though, right? Joining us in studio, new head football coach at Wauwatosa West, Andy Kahlstedt. Andy, how you been?
Doing good, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, Steve Tennis, Kewaskum head coach.
Morning.
How's that going up there?
Awesome.
Good. That's a cool community.
Very cool.
They've got the best from, I'm telling you, I do this Friday night scoreboard show. Guys will go to Kewaskum because they have the best place to go get burgers and all that, all the stuff. I'm telling guys, go, I'll go to Kewaskum for that. You should see what they've got. And, you know, their concession stand's better than anybody's in the area. Also know some guys that have coached there in the past, and that community loves its football. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
First time as a head coach, Andy?
I was at Grafton High School in 2014.
Second
go around.
Second go around.
Yep.
So you know, moving over 8 inches from the assistant coach's role, this is old hat for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm super excited. I feel like Tulsa West has it going on from an administrative standpoint.
Sure.
A lot of support. The kids are hungry. And the benefit to being there the last 4 years is that I feel like I know where we're at as a program and what we need to do to get to that next step.
Boy, a lot of athletes walking around that building.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking to some kids that might have put shoulder pads on for a bit. Come on out and play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Benefit to being a teacher. You just walk out in the hallways and
that's it.
Say, hey, how you doing? Let's go.
Yeah, what's your name? Come on over. Let me talk to you.
I think that, and you touched on your administration. I mean, Wauwatosa West has a football administration background. I mean, their athletic director has a football background. Their principal has a football background. Their superintendent has a football background. So you're coming into a situation that's going to, I think, get a lot of support.
Absolutely.
That could be good and bad, though. Why aren't you throwing the ball more? Why aren't you running the ball? Why are you playing bumper? Get those guys, move them back, play this, play that.
Yeah. You know what, though? I feel like I thrive on that. I mean, being a player and stopping after college, you get into the coaching profession. It's nice to have guys like that. You know, just the other day, Coach Gabrielson, our athletic director, pulled me in and gave me his 2 cents on something we were doing, and I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's good. That's how you get better. That's how you grow. Having people like that with that sense of urgency is obviously beneficial.
Hey, Steve, give us your background.
coaching background, I've been at Germantown for the last 9 years.
Man, Jake Davis, good man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good man.
Good friend of mine. And we actually started at lacrosse together and got to drive him back home for a couple Thanksgiving breaks, I think. And, you know, we got the keys for the car from Phil and we ran with it. And, you know, now I'm going to take what I learned there and apply it up at Kewaskum.
Were you on Phil's staff at all?
Yes. Yep.
Man,
1 year.
I miss him.
Yeah, we all do.
I miss him. He was the best. I'll tell you what, he sat where you're sitting after he got done. I thought he was, I had like a retirement party for him. We go to a break. He goes, yeah, I'm not actually retiring. I go, we're doing a retirement, 2-hour retirement show. He goes, yeah, I'm probably not. I'm just going to retire as a head coach. Right. I said, do you think maybe like 10 minutes ago you could have told me that? Or because I got all these guys lined up to say, well done. He said, no, this will be fun. This would be really fun. I want to hear what all these guys think of me. And we laughed. And
he
was awesome. Hey, the Kewaskum job, and I know a little bit behind the scenes on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how is getting a staff together going to be difficult for you?
It takes patience.
Yeah.
You know, the way I would like to develop the staff is kind of like what we had in Germantown. We had all of our coaches except for one or two on staff. And
in the building?
In the building, right. And what that helped with, you know, just in terms of consistency, longevity, that's what I'm looking to kind of start up in Kewaskum. So we've got three other guys hired right now. We've got about four more to hire. And we're still early in the game for hiring teachers, you know. So
yeah.
We're just going to be patient with it.
What about that job interested you?
Well, to be honest, you know, and I've told the story a number of times this, you know, last few months, but when Jake and I both were up for the Germantown job and I didn't get it, you know, my wife and I sat down and put down about five schools that were on the top of my list, and Kewaskum was there. Growing up in West Bend, it, you know, completes my tour of Washington County. I'm on the north side now, so it's just an awesome place to be, a one-school town, and they love their football.
Yeah, they do.
Steve, the athletic director, Jason Pittman, is the former football coach and kind of a legend in that community a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Kind of dealing with that over in St. Francis. Now I got Coach Wallach taking over for me, and I'm going to be the athletic director. So you're kind of in similar situations.
Sure.
And kind of how does that play into why you took the job and the support system that you have there in Jason?
Jason was a big reason for taking that job, knowing that he was going to be there. You know, much like Andy said, you know, having an administration that is behind you and supports you in what you're doing and understands what you're trying to get done is huge. And, you know, with him being there, I think the guy won a conference championship every year, or every other year, I should say, in 16 years. So, you know, the bar is pretty high, but that's where we'd want it.
Hey, guys, I got a text from Joel Parr, second year now coach at Oak Creek, and he said, tell them year two everything slows down much better. Little things don't make you go nuts are no big deal now. So that from Joel Parr has been around, you know, for a long time and is one of the good guys in high school football. We are joined in studio, two first-year head coaches, been trying to get a hold of the third. Joel Nellis is the head football coach at Brook Central. Definitely wanted to talk to him about following Jed Kennedy. What the heck is that going to be like? You know, Jed is something else. And we've been reaching out to Joel, have not been able to get a hold of him. But the new head football coach at Wauwatosa West, Andy Kolstad, and the head football coach at Kewaskum, Steve Tennis. Hey, Andy, the advantage for you over Steve is, again, you've been in the building and on that staff. What do you do in the building?
I'm a math teacher.
Yeah?
Yep.
Math teacher that coaches football.
Yep.
Man, you don't see that much. Nope. No,
numbers,
I'm just
angles,
kidding.
Grass, man.
There you go. Where did you play in college?
I played at Wisconsin River Falls. In fact, Coach Tennis actually coached me for a year. He came and helped out at River Falls. No, I played for John O'Grady. Kevin Bolas was also on that staff. He was our defense coordinator. And then Tom Jurnell, who was at Stevens Point a couple years back.
And
was also
I was at
staff.
A fundraiser last night with a guy named Brian Menzel. Played
Brian
basketball.
Menzel.
Up at years ago, not that many years ago. He's much younger than I am. And I said to him, it's hard. I've had the football coach from River Falls and the basketball coach. Football coach said, look, it's hard to get guys here because there's so many schools you have to go. You have to drive past to get here from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But they're trying.
Yeah.
Their facilities now are incredible.
Oh, they're great. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs were there for their training camp when I was in college. And, yeah, I mean, they've really upped their facilities. And in the cities that are around there are growing big time now, too.
Hey, we did reach out, and we've got Joel Nellis, who is the head football coach at Brookfield Central, joining us via cell phone. Just got a couple minutes this segment. Hey, Coach, congratulations. Taking over for Jed Kennedy. You got some shoes to fill, pal.
Yeah, I think that – I appreciate you guys having me on, first of all.
Sure.
You know, I do. Coach Kennedy left a huge legacy there at Brookfield Central and really helped turn the program around. And, you know, I told the AD when I first – you know, I was like, oh, you want to be the next Jed Kennedy? No, you know, I'm trying to be the first Joel Nellis. I'm just trying to – it's really hard to live in those shoes, but I'm excited about that opportunity, having been there for so long. And he's been going to be a great resource for me as well, which is always a plus.
Hey, Joel, you played up at Wisconsin. You were a walk-on. You got, I think, scholarship, and you were a tight end up there. I've got to assume that the things that you went through and reading a couple articles on you – you know, you didn't realize when you got there, you were the best player on your high school football team, but there's nine guys ahead of you at this point. How difficult it is to play at that next level, especially someplace like Wisconsin. All the lessons that you learned going through that, it's got to obviously help you, and you need to communicate that with to these kids at Brookfield Central, correct?
I do, and I think that, you know, it really was a humbling experience, and I think the best part about, you know, what we're trying to build and continue on with our team mentality is everyone still has a role. And the nice thing about my college experience is I can talk about all of the roles that I had. And one of those roles was never, you know, really a starter that contributed in terms of any statistics. So, you know, the kids that are wondering why they're on the scout team or wondering why their role is reduced or whatever the case may be, I can relate. And I think that's a really good aspect to have, to be able to talk to those kids. Hey, man, I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like. And I can speak from experience because, you know, the two games I did start, our senior tight end, Owen Daniels, wasn't on the field. And I flat out have told people time and time again, it was worse that I was out there than he was. Like, I would gladly have Owen been out there and obviously, you know, two-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ, a 10-year NFL vet. Like, I knew what the deal was, and that our mission was to win, and he gave us the best chance to do that. So I feel good being able to talk about those experiences from a lesser role and not being the star, because I think that's where most of your kids actually are. You know, they're not at the role they want to be, but, you know, they are going to buy into the team, and I've had those experiences to kind of speak about it.
Hey, Coach, thank you. We're going to keep you over for one more segment. We are joined three first-year head coaches, Andy Colstead from Wauwatosa West, Steve Tennis from Kewaskum, and Joe Nellis from Brookfield Central. Andy, I guess I can still call you first-year head coach, right? At Tulsa West, you are.
Of course, yep.
Yeah. Let's get you a break. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. I'm Mike McGivern, and before we get back to the first-year head coaches, I'm going to reach out to Malcolm from the Waco Shoe Sale, Waco Warehouse Shoe Sale, going on right now until 5 o'clock. Hey, Malcolm, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot for coming back on the show. How busy are you guys right now?
Oh, it's busy. We got a line already. There's a lot of people on the floor shopping. We're restocking our shelves, so it's doing good.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, last time we had John, I talked a little bit about the bestsellers for student athletes, high school age kids. When we talk about their moms and dads, what are the best shoes that you have going off the shelves right now?
Sure. For the moms, we only have our Bog boot brand, which is a family brand. So we have a bunch of rain boots. We have some Chelsea boots, all waterproof and insulated, that the moms can buy. For the dads, it really depends. If you want to get some dress shoes, check out the Florsheim section. If you want some more exotic-looking dress shoes and some dress casuals, Stacy Adams is the way to go. We also have our Ducky Brown brand for $29.99. A bunch of fun colors and prints and patterns, so we got a lot.
Hey, Malcolm, last question. You guys have kind of a promo discount off of a future purchase card that people can get, correct?
Yes. So we have for our websites for all the brands. If you come in, you get 25% off whatever you want from any of our websites.
There you go. Malcolm, thanks for your time. Where are you guys located?
330 West Olive Street.
And that's a couple blocks to the south of Hampton off of Port Washington, correct? Malcolm, 330 West Olive. Guys, I've been there, so let me tell you where it is. Off Port Washington and Olive, between Capitol and Hampton. And look, if you go there, man, it's an awfully good shoe sale. I'm not big into shoe sales, boys. I mean, look at me. Come on. Right? But I'll tell you what, you walk in those doors, it's a big deal. In studio, we are joined first-year head coaches. The first year at Wauwatosa West for Andy Colstead. Steve Tennis from Kewaskum, Joe Nellis is on the phone. He is the head coach at Brookfield Central. Hey, Steve, talk about going through the process, through the interview process. How many interviews was it? Do you know how many guys they were talking about, stuff like that?
Sure. I believe there was maybe a dozen or so, I think, applicants, or maybe even more. I don't know. That's what I heard through the grapevine. There was two rounds of interviews. The first was what I would call a panel interview.
Yep.
It was, you know, community members, other teachers, other coaches, student athletes. And then the second round of interviews up there was just with administration and the superintendent. So,
hi, when you got that phone call and they made that offer, good day for you.
It was a great day.
Man.
Great day.
This is something that you've wanted to do for a bit.
Forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Hey, Andy, same thing. Different, I guess, right? When they made a decision to make a change, either Coach Good stepped down or however that worked, don't really care. But did you know that right away you wanted to put your hat in the ring?
Yeah, I did, obviously. You know, when I got there in 2015, I knew right away that it was a special place. I mean, we got an interesting demographic. We get, you know, we got a mix of everything, man. And it's really nice to work with all those different kids coming from different backgrounds. But, yeah, I mean, I love the teaching job. The kids are great. The parents are great. I think there's a lot of upside there.
Hey, Joel, same question for you. Did you? How long have you been on the staff at Brooks Central, correct?
Yes, it's my fifth year on staff with Coach Kennedy. I've taught in the building for 8 years. I've been in the district for my entire career. I taught in elementary school originally. So, then there was an initial round of screeners that they didn't put me through, but then there was four candidates that kind of had to go through the entire process. Which was, you know, it was good. It was good to have to compete to get the job, and they weren't going to hand it to me, which I think says a lot about you know, the value of football and wanting to keep it the main thing. If, you know, they weren't just going to say, hey, you've been on here the longest, you know, you got to go out and earn it, which I'm sure those other guys can relate to. It's, you know, it's kind of fun to go compete in that sense as well.
Hey, Joel, that Leshinsky kid graduated, right?
He did. Drew is going to move on. He's got a Coastal Carolina. He's going to be a walk-on at Coastal Carolina, which is awesome for him. His parents went there. So, yeah, we're really excited for him to have that opportunity to play in college, because obviously he was one of the, you know, one of the better players to come through our program.
Man, it'd been nice if he had 1 year of eligibility left, don't you think? Bring that boy back.
You know, yeah, I think, you know, we all know what kind of kid he was, and you lose that leadership. But you know what? I think our kids are excited to fill that void. You know, the nice thing is, you know, the kids that are trying to be the next kids up are working just as hard in the weight room, and there's going to be some competition. So I don't worry about that one bit. That's something that we, you know, him coming back or not coming back is not something I can control. So we'll just try to control the things that, you know, are in front of us. And I'm excited about the kids that we have competing for that spot.
Each of you being new to your high schools and with the football conference only, we just discussed this a while ago in one of the other segments. I'd like to get your anticipation and your new conference in 2020 and start with Tulsa West.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I want to start out and say that, you know, the Greater Metro Conference, we joined that 2 years ago, and that's been tremendous. I mean, when we first got in there, a lot of people saying, you know, it was an uphill climb or outmatched, but there's just something to say from a coaching standpoint when you're going against solid schools with solid teams and solid coaches. And when we go into this new one, you know, if you really sit down and look at and analyze the teams that we're getting back in that Woodland, you know, you still got teams like New Berlin Eisenhower, New Berlin West, Pewaukee, Greendale, Catholic Memorial that are going to fill those same voids that we have here currently in the Greater Metro. You know, Steve coming from Germantown, you know, those teams that are coming back in the Woodland that are currently in it are right up there with that caliber.
Steve?
So in Kewaskum, you know, I think we're only switching out a couple
of
schools.
Port Washington is coming in.
Yeah, Port Washington is coming in, and I was telling Andy in the hallway, that is one of my favorite places to play. There's no better real fall setting to go over to Port and play at that stadium. So I welcome that challenge and look forward to that. You know, we lose Campbellsport, which, you know, if we were to make an apples-to-apples comparison, Campbellsport and Kewaskum is kind of like Germantown Homestead. But again, I think that's a benefit because that's a natural non-conference. It fills one of those, you know, pieces of the puzzle for us. So, you know, it may be in the long run a benefit for us.
Man. And Joe, yours doesn't change a whole lot. You get West Ellis Central back. We get the West Ellis's back together, but you don't have that crossover again with the Classic 8 now.
Well, yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, we'll have to investigate. We have CMH this year. Week two, and I think that's a two-year contract, so we'll have them again. But so the crazy part, if we look at, you know, a crossover, would be, hey, CMH leaves that conference, but you may keep them, and then you may have to add another potential crossover. I don't know if that's something in discussions or not, but yeah, I mean, like I said, not much changes, you know, and I think It's just something that there's good football around us, and no matter who they bring in, realign, reshift to, it's going to be a battle every Friday night. And you know that's inherent in our part of the where we're at right now. And I know people are going to bring their best game with us on Friday night. So on that side of things, not much changes.
Hey, Joel and Steven and Andy, you've been through it 1 year, but things have changed maybe over the last 4 or 5 years. The nervousness that you have on moving over and being the head of a program, is it more about filling the staff, more about what's going to happen on the field, all the other behind the scenes stuff that you're in store for that maybe you don't know about yet, and that's the stuff Joel Parr was talking about. Steve, I'll talk to you first about it.
I don't know if it's nervousness. I think it's excitement to build new relationships. Especially with the kids in the building. But with the other teachers, other community members, I think that's what I, wake up energized in the morning to do. And, we're 2 months in and we got a good start.
Andy, how about you?
Yeah, I think Joel's statement was spot on. I think, there is such thing as doing too much too soon. And if you do too much too soon, you maybe do it not as well as you could do other things. But, I think getting a coaching staff is by far, the number one thing, getting guys that, are going to sell the same things you're selling and, are going to buy into your value system and be able to do it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, how about you?
Yeah, I think I found, I was joking with somebody, they're asking me, how's it going? I think I found the perfect GIF. It was a thumbs up with like the hand slowly falling in the water. Like, hey, I'm going to tell you everything is good, but like I'm drowning. And I think those guys would agree as much as, it really is awesome. Behind the scenes stuff. It is behind the scenes stuff. And people ask me, God, can't you delegate? And the other guys on here can agree. I can't delegate who's going to pick the uniforms. I can't delegate who's going to buy the equipment. I can't. There's all these things that, as a high school head coach, you don't delegate. It's you and you alone. And, but like I said, I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I know, these guys know, we know what we signed up for, and we're really excited about that opportunity. I feel fortunate that our staff is in place. Our kids want to work hard and train. And so there's all those things that are already going. It's just, me taking care of what I need to take care of and be organized. And there's just some things, like the reason I'm not here in studio right now is I agreed to coach my son's basketball team and did that in November, and now I'm right on the hook for that for, the spring. And it's like, all right, well, I'm going to make it work. As busy as I am, I made a commitment. I'm going to stick with it. So, yeah, there's a lot to undertake, but it's not the football side. It's all the other things that you're trying to manage and navigate.
Are you guys, Joel, you're married?
I am married. Married 3 kids.
Steve, married?
Yep, married.
Married
4 kids.
2 kids, yep.
Man. Boys, are the wives listening? Because they have no idea what they're up for. Man, you wait until, spring, you guys are still kind of smiling and stuff. Joel's coaching the Suns basketball team. But, man, you guys wait till about, I'd say, June 1st, something like that, Doug? Is that when this whole thing, the ball starts going down the hill, man? You can't stop it, and you better figure it out.
Well, I think one of the things that really helps you guys is baseball moving to the spring, so you get those kids in the summer.
Yeah, you bet. Mm-hmm. That does help. Guys, once the season starts, I'd love to have you back on and just talk a little bit about how you guys are doing. I young guns, man. You guys are the young guns coming up and getting this thing done. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming in. Andy Colstead from Tulsa West, Steve Tennis from Kewaskum, Joel Nellis from Brookfield Central. Boys, get a lot of sleep here in the next 6 weeks because like I said, come June 1st, everything starts getting for real. So, boys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Thank
you.
You Thank
bet.
You guys.
Hey, thanks, Joel. We'll get to a break. Other side of the break, Matt Harris, Waukesha North, is going to talk to us a little bit about the WFCA player profile thing that he's got going on for the Combine. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver. He's the president of WFCA. He's the all-star chair person as well, athletic director at St. Francis. Man, first year head coaches, this is good guys right there. You know, oh, yeah. I didn't meet Joel in person, but you can tell a lot of love and support, I think, at Brooks Central for him.
I think the thing that stands out to me is they've all been assistants for some time.
Yep.
So they've got experience. They know what's, you know, what it's all about. They know the new technologies of the game now.
Yeah.
And as going forward, that's just going to help them as a head coach.
No doubt. I think all three of those programs are in good hands. I think Andy, young guy, and you know what, he's been around. He understands. He's a first year head coach at Grafton, so I think he learned a lot from that. Steve Tennis has been around Jake Davis, and Joel Nelson's been around Jed Kennedy. You know, you're around some really good guys there, and they're going to get it done. Speaking of good guys, head coach Waukesha North's a good guy. I like Matt Harris. He's a good boy. Matthew, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good to hear you.
Yeah, Matt, man. Hey, your receiver, where's he going?
He's going to the Badgers.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah. He was so fun to have in studio that day, him and his buddy, your quarterback. And they're both back. Boy, he had bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and really well-spoken. They both were. I have to tell you, Matt, and we're going to get to what we got you on to talk about the WFCA player profiles, but I've told a number of people about those two young men because those are special kids. And representing and being good ambassadors for you and the Waukesha North School, couldn't pick any better than those two.
No, we've gotten really lucky, and you know, I think they're kind of become a direct reflection of a lot of the leaders before them and also the great coaches that we have in the school and teachers. And you can see that shine through, and it's great to see. It makes me very proud just to have kids like that that I know, you know, we can send to you and I don't ever have to worry about them. You know, they're just great kids.
Hey, so. Matt, again, before we get to the WFCA stuff, I got to thank you. And this is a thank you from the bottom of my heart. When I came to Waukesha North for that level 3 or 4 football game, it was about, I don't know if it was 18 below or something, but I'll tell you what, and you made room up in that nice, I had to take my coat off because I was sweating a little bit because it was so nice up there, and you made room for me. And Joe Wagner is a friend of mine and a sponsor of some of the stuff that I do from Johnsonville Sausage. His wife, their nephew was playing at Lakeside Lutheran, and you were kind enough to get us up in the press box, and I'll tell you what, that's about the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
Yeah, that's the salesman in me, man. If I get you up there, and you'll take care of me sometime, I'm sure.
Anytime, man. It was so cold. Matt, it was so cold that day. I'm telling you, walking from the nice warm press box to my car, I've that's as cold as I've been, other than being at CryoFit. When you go into CryoFit and you get, you know, frozen for 3 minutes, that's about what that was like. I didn't need to go to CryoFit that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, talk about the WFCA player profiles. You and Swiddle, you guys started this a couple years ago, correct?
Yeah, we started it. This is our third full season of doing this, and it keeps growing and growing. And kind of originally the idea came from a good friend of mine who runs Cole's Kicking, and they had some really awesome profiles for their kickers. And, you know, and Tom and I just talked, and we approached the WFCA about doing something similar at a really affordable cost. And, you know, it's just been really good. And the key is like all the information that gets gathered for the profiles, and it allows kids to kind of take recruiting in their own hands a little bit more than they have in the past, and send that link out and also get coaches on there on the back end, which is really cool, the player profile. When the coaches create accounts, they're able to see transcripts and some other personal information kind of hidden in the background that they can see and make an evaluation of whether they're going to recruit that athlete or what they're going to do moving forward with them. So it's been a really, really cool thing. And, you know, the first year I think we had 15 kids, and now we have over 180 kids utilizing it. And I really believe it's helping a lot of kids get land in places that they want to go to. So,
hey, Matt, could talk a little bit about – so if I've got a son who's a junior in high school and I sign up for this – What things are on that website? Is it just what they do at the combine, or is it all kinds of different information?
there's all kinds of different information. Kind of just, I mean, I'm sure Doug can tell you, but we've been doing this a long time, and I've just kind of like accumulated the things that I put together as a head coach to get to college coaches to help make the process easier. Well, we did that, so now every kid can do the same thing. So we'll put a film link in there, their huddle highlight links in there. Again, probably the most important thing that you really don't see is those transcripts. There's an ability for them to upload their transcripts, and, you know, I've had coaches tell me all the time that a lot of times that's the first thing they want to see. They want to make sure that they can get an athlete into the school, but they're able to put that in there. Personal, you know, they'll be able to put their own, you know, biography information in there, and then we populate everything with Next Level and WFCA Combine results, which is very, very respected, obviously, and it's great to have all those kids in the same area doing the combine, and they're comparing apples to apples, and so I think coaches really trust what they're seeing on these profiles.
I think for me, Matt, over my career, the thing that's changed one of the most is just the recruiting part of it and how this has affected that. When I started, you know, I'm meeting with coaches. I'm sending tapes out in the mail every day. Now I don't have to send anything. I don't even have to meet with coaches really anymore other than maybe an email or a phone call. And these types of recruiting services have taken over, and yours is, I think, one of the more legitimate ones and one that you can be sure that is going to go to bat for that kid.
Right. Yeah, and that's been the key. When we started this thing, I thought back to when I played in high school, and I wish I could have had something like this that would have helped in the process, and that's really what it's all about. You know, it's never been about, you know, some of these services cost thousands of dollars. It's always been like, hey, let's give these kids the best opportunity to go out and get a chance to play at the next level. And I think, you know, for Tom and I and even the WFCA, because they were involved a lot in this as well, putting it together, like, that was ultimately our goal. And it perfectly aligned to what the goal of the combine was. So it's just, and it's been really cool. And I keep getting excited to take it even further. And, you know, Travis Wilson has really helped us with a lot of this stuff as well. So he should be getting some credit for some of this stuff. And we plan on meeting to even make it even better in the future for the kids.
Well, I tell the kids that ask me, they'll say, hey, this recruiting service contacted my parents. They want to pay us to pay $1,500 and they'll do this, this, and that. I said, why don't you pay $150 to Epic and get the same exact thing?
Yeah,
exact same thing. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say that, Matt. You know, $150. If you want to sign up for both the combine and the WFCA Epic recruiting player profile, the cost to sign up for the recruiting player profile by itself is $125 up until the combine and $150 after. Correct.
Correct. Exactly.
I don't know how you beat that. I don't.
No.
And it, what is the cost on the backside for the college coaches?
Right now, there's no cost. Yeah, that's another thing. We want coaches to be a part of it. And again, like, ultimately, the root of this is to get our kids in Wisconsin playing college football. And, you know, so the more coaches we get on there and the more they're looking at profiles, it's better for everyone. And that's, there really is. There's the only cost is that, is the initial one when they combine with the combine. So.
Hey, Matt, are the kids then, are the parents able to adjust what's on that website? So if their transcripts, if they do better, you know, in the next grading period, can they adjust that, or is it, once it's done, it's done?
No. They have opportunities to adjust it for the full year until the following year combine. The one thing that they don't adjust, which is why I really believe that ours is one of the most legit, is they can't adjust that combine information. We lock that so nobody can, you know, change their 40 from a 5.0 to a 4.5. So, it you know, that's what, for us, legitimizes it to the college coaches. Like, hey, this is real information. Now their transcripts they can upload, and if they have some updates on their About Me section or maybe they get a new huddle highlight, they're able to adjust that.
You know, that's why I didn't purchase it, because I wanted to take my 40 from, you know, or my 100 from a a 14 to a, down to a 13-4, and you guys said no. So
yeah, no, we don't allow that. I mean, we believe you, Mike. We believe that is really what you are, but.
And that's taking a break at the 50-yard line and saying, stop the clock, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, if a kid signs up before the combine and he goes to the combine and doesn't have a very good day, what can they do from there?
Well, in the past, we've done this. We've done some other combines, kind of like, I don't know what you'd really call them, but Next Level has set some things up where they let them come in and redo their combine. I'm not sure that I don't think they have any dates on any of that yet, but there are some opportunities to update it. And we usually, again, like we want it to be apples to apples. So, you know, we try to set it up with Next Level to make sure that that gets done the right way.
Doug, you'll be at the combine?
We'll be there.
Yeah. I've been out there, what? This would be year five, I think.
Yes.
We've been out there. I never get there early enough to get one of those cool shirts, so get a big boy size for me, would you?
We'll make sure Tony gets you one.
Yeah, make sure that put one aside. Last year they had one aside and somebody grabbed it and they were like, we don't know what happened to it. But
I'll try and remember and grab one right away.
Like, you don't have anything better to
think
about.
You're not talking about the compression shirt though, Mike, are you?
I don't care what shirt it is. I just want something that says WFCA on it. Hey, Matthew, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I look forward to seeing you out there in 2 weeks. We'll be out
likewise
at Sussex Hamilton. How did track and field go for you?
It's going good. We're about to run the 4x2 here, so hopefully we can get a win for you. Jim Ray, your buddy's running in that, so hopefully he can get a win.
You tell him I'm cheering for him, and if he's got $5 in his pocket, he wants to race me on the side. I'm in.
Deal.
I get to drive my car, I guess. That's the only way I can beat that kid. Matthew Harris, thank you again. Waukesha North head football coach. Go to WFCA. Go to their website. Gives you all the information you need on the recruiting player profile that you can have your son sign up for. $150, $125 for the player profile by itself, right up until the combine. Would highly recommend taking a look. These guys are doing it for the right reason. They're doing it the right way. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Doug Sarver and I talk a little bit more about the combine and wrap this show up. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented. Tony Resch, Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Doug Sarver sitting in for Tom Swiddle, the vacationing. Do you see that picture he just sent us?
Yes.
If that's a vacation, he's up at Michigan Tech watching his son play in their spring game. Is it 3 feet of snow or something?
Looks like it.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, he said, you got to love it up here. That's a lot of snow. Hey, this combine coming up next in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today at Sussex Hamilton. You know, when this thing started, WFCA started it, I didn't think it would get to the size that it is. And I didn't think that it would be so well received from players and coaches all over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, it's really grown and it continues to grow. And as it continues to grow, we have more of these type of sites being built in the state. So maybe there's a time where we will split this into a north and south. We've talked about that and maybe get a little more, some more kids involved from way up in the northern part of the state that maybe doesn't want to make that trip down to Sussex.
You got some kids coming from all over.
We still do, yes. But I think we'd increase that with another site.
Yeah, would you guys still let the pretty boys come in last, huh?
Quarterbacks. Yeah, Coach Tricky comes in, works with them a little later. And
man, the big boys come in during my show.
Those big hogs
come in, man, and they walk right past our table when we're doing the show. And I'll tell you what, there are some boys that I would not want to block, or I wouldn't want them blocking me. There are some big fellas in that group.
That's an impressive-looking group, and some boys come through there. And the college coaches, if you notice, they're all there for that group.
Yes, they are.
You betcha.
Yeah, because you know our state's known for some pretty good linemen.
Yes, it is.
And they're over there watching and talking. And do you know how many college coaches will be there this year?
It'll be 30-plus.
Man, from all over, too.
Yeah, 30-plus different schools.
I like that. I as you know, with the high school stuff that I do, Doug, I love talking to college coaches that give our kids a chance from the state of Wisconsin to play at the next level. Exactly what Matt Harris was talking about. Look, if we can give our kids an advantage, we can give our kids a chance that want to play, that truly want to play at the next level, let's do everything we can to give them that opportunity, and that's really important. Hey, I know it seems like it might be a ways off, but it's not. That All-Star game's coming up.
Yeah, July 20th is the All-Star game. The teams are selected. Staffs are working hard. We had our fundraising meetings already. Teams are pretty much set, and it's just July 14th, they report to Whitewater and Oshkosh, and they have a week of practice.
Hey, there's a kid that played basketball for me that's part of this All-Star. And I would love for anybody that wants to help. It goes to a great cause. Darius Crowley Reed. We're going to donate money for him, and that money goes to the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. He's a great kid. He's a wonderful kid. And if you're looking, hey, let's help this cause out, because our kid played in it last year or 10 years ago, or we just think the world of, you know, WFCA, Darius Crowley Reed would be a great kid for you to help out.
Yeah, you can go on our website, chw.org/WFCA, and you'll find out all about the All-Star Games with Children's Hospitals, benefiting Children's Hospitals, and all the players in the fundraising donations.
Can you give me that again?
chw.org/WFCA.
Easy. chw.org/WFCA. Give you a chance to donate to any of these guys. Hey, during the break, we're talking, you're not the only one retiring from St. Francis.
No. In the last few years, I've had a couple longtime assistants retire, and then I had a couple more retire with me this year, or get out of coaching as far as football goes. I just kind of like to give a shout-out to longtime offensive line coach Mark Beaumont, longtime defensive coordinator Clayton Lind, longtime defensive line coach Earl Kloss, longtime offensive coordinator Dave Santee, and longtime linebacker coach Phil Chavez. Those five guys have been a big part of our program over the years, and in the last few years, some of them have retired, and the rest of them retired after this year.
Man. You spent a lot of time with those guys.
Lots of time. Three of them are alumni from St. Francis, and two of them are very, very close friends.
Have you, when you put your head on the pillow, close your eyes, do you think about what it's going to be like that first home game, St. Francis? You're the AD, so you're going to have to be there.
I will be there, and Coach Wallach thinks I'll be on the sideline, but I will not be on the sideline.
You will not be.
Coach Wallach will not have to worry about me being on the sideline. I'll have too many other duties going on.
Selling hot dogs.
And selling a little bit of everything.
Yeah. If I come to that game, you'll get me in free now, right?
Absolutely.
Boy. That's going to be hard, because those are still your kids.
Yes, and he's got a pretty good team coming back, and these are kids that I worked with since fifth grade all the way up through our program.
Yeah. Does he have his staff done? Set?
Pretty much. He's got to fill out a couple of lower positions.
Because these new guys that we had in studio and Joel from Brook Central, you know, that's the tough part, I think, right now, getting that staff filled and with guys that, look, good assistant coach is a guy that doesn't want the head coach's job.
Coach Wallach will do a great job.
Yes,
and he'll
will.
Keep that program going.
Yeah, no doubt. It's really good to see you. Good luck this week with that vote. It's a big one.
It is a big one.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
You won't sleep well the night before that one.
Well, I'll be up there.
Yeah, you won't sleep well. I don't care where you are. Ain't going to happen. Doug Sarver, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.